In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we celebrate or observe St. Michael and All Angels, which was last Wednesday, but the church is observing it today. It's one of my favorite holidays to learn about the invisible things of God, right? We believe in that God created all things visible and invisible, right? And so anyway, that's what today's all about, St. Michael, the archangel, and all the angels of heaven. And in our Bible study this morning, the kids learned, I see some of them holding up their fiery horsemen, right? That brought Elijah back up into heaven, or up into heaven. And these could have been very well cherubim, those angels, those beastly kind of angels. But God knows, it just says horses, and that's what we should believe. Angels are all over the place in the scriptures, and so anytime we gather in Jesus' name, there we are with all of heaven with us. And so we do sing with angels when we gather, like we are now. And so let us sing the opening hymn 507, Holy, Holy, Holy. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word.
Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, Almighty God and Father, we worship you.
Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that, as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels is from Daniel, chapter 10 and 12. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for the days yet to come. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I included the psalm today because of its reference to angels, Psalm 91, and it speaks well to our context today with the COVID and all the craziness of this world. Psalm 91 reads, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, My refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Revelation to St. John, chapter 12. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, for they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for the temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for our sermon hymn 522. Lord God, to thee we give all praise.
Lord God, to thee we give all praise.
for the children. When you're afraid, fear not, for our Lord sends his guardian angels to watch over you. That's awesome. Now, if I were to mention my guardian angel in a small talk conversation with my dental hygienist, do you know what response I would get? More likely than not, a little Iowa chuckle and a smile. Or a raised eyebrow and a blank stare. Right? Who believes in angels anymore? Trust the science, right? But we Christians do believe in angels. We know that ancient people believed in angels. They lived in a world inhabited by angels and demons. They attributed what they didn't understand to the agency of spirits. Accidents and diseases were said to be caused by demons. When things went well, it was because angels were protecting God's people. Modern science may tempt us to deny the existence of angels, but modern science cannot disprove the existence of angels. The fact that people don't believe in something is no evidence that it doesn't exist. We do live in a world inhabited by good and evil spirits. They surround us every day. It is true that in the past, people ignorantly ascribed to the agency of angels and demons things that had a perfectly natural explanation. But if people in times past were ignorant concerning angels, our generation is the most ignorant of them all. Nowadays, angels are consistently pictured as sweet, pretty, and relatively harmless creatures, right, on greeting cards. In the Bible, though, angels appear as men, never as women. Today, angels are usually pictured as women or little babies with wings, like Cupid or something, right? If the popular view of angels reflects our popular piety, we can assume that for most people today, religion is ornamental and primarily intended for women and children. But God's angels are men. Yes, the biblical view of angels is quite different than it you'll find on a greeting card. The Bible portrays angels as fearsome creatures. After Adam and Eve sinned and were expelled from the Garden of Eden, God sent angels with fiery swords to keep them away from the tree of life. They were terrified. When Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, mocked the true God and went to war against Jerusalem, God sent one angel to destroy his entire army. Sennacherib had to go home in disgrace. When an angel appeared to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem to announce the birth of Jesus Christ, they were struck with fear. Biblical angels aren't pretty and harmless. They strike fear. Often they introduce themselves saying, what? Fear not. They have to say that because people, when they see them or hear them, are terrified. Now, when Zacharias called into question the angel Gabriel's joyous testimony concerning the birth of his son John, that forerunner of Christ, the angel Gabriel, struck Zacharias mute until John's birth. They were terrifying. The word angel means messenger. God is frequently communicated through angels. He announced the conception, birth, and resurrection of Christ through angels. Angels are spirits. They have no bodies, fleshly bodies. Angels are not human, and human beings don't become angels when they die. We got a better life looking. We have something better to look forward to, the resurrection. We don't become angels. Sometimes angels appear as men. Sometimes in visions, angels appear with wings. Or as in our Bible study this morning, they appear as like fiery horses, chariots, cherubim. When the Bible pictures angels in a variety of ways, strictly speaking, angels are invisible. Angels serve God and God's people. They speak for God. They act on behalf of God. Angels are powerful. And according to our Lord, all his children have guardian angels. The little ones Jesus speaks of in our gospel today are not just those who are young in years. It includes all who are like little children, who are little in their own estimation, who hold with the faith of a child to the promises of God. Their angels behold, they see, they look upon, they see the face of God the Father. Jesus says so, and he cannot speak otherwise. He speaks the truth. He cannot mislead or speak falsely. You see, Jesus places great value on children. He warns us about depriving them of baptism or of keeping them away from God's word by which they may grow and be strengthened in their faith. Jesus wants us to guard our children and to teach them the truth. While we do this, we must also keep them from bad education, from corrupt teachings, and the demonic principles of this secular world in which we live. Principles which only confuse our little ones and seeks to replace the one true faith the Holy Spirit has worked in their hearts with a counterfeit faith that yields death instead of life. We must guard our children from these demonic forces. God values the little children. He proved it by becoming one himself. But the devil opposed the incarnation of God, the Son of God. The devil resented the creation of man. This is why he led Adam and Eve into sin. He wanted glory for himself. The crown of God's creation isn't angels, it's men. This made the devil upset about it. While the angels of God rejoiced in God's creation of man and woman in his own image, angels are not made in that same type of image, only men and women, in his own image. While angels rejoiced of this, Satan and his demons did not. They despised the human race from the very beginning. The war in heaven that led to the casting out of Satan was waged by the archangel Michael, who is practically indistinguishable from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. They pretty much act the same way. The cosmic battle between God and the devil, between good and evil, between Christ and the accuser of his people, the devil, began at the onset of creation, and the decisive victory was won on Calvary, where Jesus, that seed of the woman, crushed the lying head of that old evil foe, that serpent, that devil, that murderer of souls, that slanderer of God's people, that father of lies and of secular worldviews, that one who teaches us corrupt things and gives us bad education. Christ defeats him. He has defeated him, and he will. Today, many people believe that the world that we live in is measurable by scientific measurements, and this is the only world that exists, right? Only that which we can study. That's it. Trust the science, right? But we live surrounded by good and evil, by spirits devoted to good and spirits devoted to evil, by angels and demons, these invisible things of God. This is not the mythical world of our ignorant and superstitious ancestors. This is the real world. It's a world in which the battle over souls is waged every single day. The angels served our Lord Jesus in his battle against the devil. There was not a time during Christ's life of holy service and his sacrificial death that the angels, the heavenly angels, did not attend him and bear him up and strengthen him. These are the angels who serve those who believe in Jesus, who trust in his victory over the devil, who look to him as their only mediator before God's throne of justice in heaven. The value of children like these is seen in the fact that God became a little baby. He became one of us, our brother, a boy, a man. He offered his life up to the penal justice of God as the sacrifice of atonement to buy back the children who had been led into sin and death, to deliver us from the devil's kingdom to his own. Christ's incarnation tells us the value of children. Children do not exist for the entertainment of us parents, and though they are entertaining, it's not why they exist. God doesn't give us children so that we may live vicariously through them. Children are blessings from God that we give back to Him. Today, fewer and fewer children are being born. Fewer people are getting married, and from the onset saying, we are not having children. What's marriage about? Today we celebrate the Texas heartbeat law that was recently upheld, but abortion on demand is still the settled law of the land. Children are regarded as rather inconvenient and expensive commodities. You don't have enough money for them, you can just kick them out, right? Parents hire others to raise and educate their children. This can be very good, but also can be very bad, right? Introducing them to teachers and to philosophies and ideologies that undermine mom and dad and the church and God's word. Wow, that's very much happening this day and age. And these so-called experts on child rearing teach children precisely the opposite of that humility in which a child enters into the kingdom of God. Surely we live at a time when children are celebrated with the lips, but are realistically, in heart and in action, despised. You know, there are some churches, too, that they send their children out, right? They come in here for maybe a song or two, and then they're gone. Right? I love that we keep our children here, and I exhort any church that doesn't do what we do to do it, right? We need them in here. They listen. They learn. They're God's children. They belong in the congregation. Sorry, that was an aside. Jesus says that if you would be the greatest in the kingdom of God, you must be converted and become like a little child. They are small and unimportant. But this is how we come to know God. We know Him through humility. Right? And regarding all this evil against children in our day and age, we know and confess that God will avenge these children. He will. He will arise and judge those who slaughter our little ones for profit or who mislead them under the delusion of good intentions. God will avenge. It's not for us. God's vengeance will come. Don't take matters into your own hands. And yet at the same time, God will always be that constant refuge of forgiveness for those who have wronged the little children and come to repent of their sin. God is our refuge. We call those people to repentance and faith as well. Let the little children come to me, Jesus says. Yes, this means we Christians baptize babies, as it's often interpreted. But it also means that we continue to bring them to Jesus throughout their lives. For in so doing, they walk with angels. Little children of every age need a Savior. After warning us not to despise the little children, Jesus appeals to the fact that He came to save those who were lost. He's serious about this. Ultimately, everything He orders His angels to do is for this purpose, to bring sinners to repentance and faith. And when they do, there is a party in heaven. Now, at the heart of this faith is the crucifixion of Jesus for our sins. We look at Him dying on the tree for us, and we believe that God freely forgives us of all our sins for Christ's sake. Since Jesus has lived and died for us, we believe that He has won forgiveness and salvation for us, and that He gives us this forgiveness in His holy word. This we believe. And in believing this, we live as well on every single word that God speaks. We don't despise the faith of our fathers who trusted in God's promise to send angels to protect us. No, in fact, We rely on God every day to bless our efforts and to send his invisible servants, his angels, his soldiers, to shield us from harm. Let your holy angel be with me. It's a common prayer, Luther's morning prayer. And behold, when we gather together here in this place to praise our God and to receive from him the heavenly treasures he offers us in his gospel and sacraments, we are joined in fellowship with angels and archangels. We sing the Sanctus, holy, 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 with the angels of heaven. Then we go to the altar and eat and drink Christ's body and blood, given and shed for us, for the forgiveness of our sins, for our life, and for our salvation. The angels ascend and descend from here in this gateway of heaven. Here Jacob's dream is fulfilled as the Lord God becomes the Son of Man, comes to us, forgiving us, embracing us, and guaranteeing to us our victory over all evil. We walk with Jesus, and so we walk with heaven's angels. And what a wonderful walk it is. Thanks be to God. Amen. We stand to confess our faith in the things that are visible and invisible of God. We stand to confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I hope for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Men's Club will meet this week, 7 a.m. at Buffalo Ridge for a Bible study and breakfast. Ladies' Aid meets later that day on Wednesday at 1:30. We're adding this morning Sandy Getzmeyer to our prayers. This last week, Sandy contracted COVID and is going through that right now, so she needs our prayers. And then lastly, on October 16th, that's two Saturdays from now, President Matthew Harrison is coming to Galva to celebrate with them, I think their 125th anniversary, if I remember that correctly. And that Saturday, they are inviting all our congregations and pastors to come and meet with President Harrison. It'll be at 4 p.m. It's a meet and greet. Then at 5 p.m., there'll be free soup and sandwiches, and then a hymn sing, and then just informally chatting with President Harrison. It'll be a great opportunity to spend time with our Synod President. The people at St. John down there, encourage us to bring your family and our friends. It'll be a joyous occasion. With that, we turn to the prayers of the church. Let us pray. O God, our Father, bless the members of this congregation, that they would love and care for one another, bear one another's burdens, and generously support your ministry here at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, we know that Satan and his minions long to assail your children. As we await the day of our Lord's return, keep us steadfast in the faith and shield us with your word of truth, that we may withstand all their assaults. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, you sent your holy angels to comfort your Son in Gethsemane, and you send them to your children to guard us in all our ways. We thank you for this precious comfort, and we ask that you would continue to send them for our defense, our comfort, and our joy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, you have placed authorities over us for our peace and safety. Remember our present legislators, judges, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Grant them wisdom and desire to seek your will. Lord, as so many people chant obscenities towards our president, Lord, help us to pray for him and to honor him as the one appointed by you. Guard all those who serve in our emergency services and armed forces. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
O God, our Father, remember in mercy all those who call upon you in their need, especially Tristan, Holly, Heather, Anjali, and Hannah with child. Remember Sandy, Elijah, Max, Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and Jeff. Let your holy angels be with them, that the evil foe would have no power over them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, your Son has told us to receive his true body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. Grant that we would come to the holy altar in humility and need, receiving this blessed sacrament with thanksgiving. Strengthen us through the same as we return to our homes and contend against the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, knowing that your angels are with us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, our Father, we give you thanks for all who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in holy communion with them who have been brought to your side by the agency of angels, that our ears would join in theirs in listening to the heavenly choir of angels sing your praises on the last day. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offertory. Should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him your majesty is praised by all the holy angels and celebrated with one accord by the heavens and all the powers therein. The cherubim and seraphim sing your praise, And with them we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Body of Christ given for you.
to our Lord's name.
Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting, when we shall see angels face to face. Amen.
The Lord hath sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name.
us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
May be seated for our closing hymn, 877, God who made the earth and heaven.